Hello, everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. We are in the middle of an exciting lesson called To Peel or Not To Peel. That is the question. Yesterday, we met Carl and Ray, who were having a discussion about whether or not people should peel their fruit before eating it. Carl argues that fruit peel is full of lots of vitamins and nutrients. Ray believes that fruit peels are full of pesticides. Therefore, eating fruit peels can be very unhealthy. Well, today we are going to talk about what is fruit zest? And health benefits of organic food. We have lots more to learn as well, so let's get inside and join Rebecca.
Oh, hey, I'm Rebecca. Welcome to Studio Classroom. Now, Gabe, I cannot believe you don't wash your fruit before eating it.
Well, now, hold on a second. Rebecca, you also eat the peel of a fruit, right?
Of course, but I wash my fruit and you don't.
Well, okay, so I know I need to wash the fruit because I know there are lots of things that are bad for me on the fruit, lots of different pesticides.
And bacteria and other things that could make you sick.
What does that word bacteria mean? I think we're going to find out from today's lesson. Let's get started with the first reading of the day.
To peel or not to peel?
You can, but getting your vitamins from fresh fruit is better for you. And the peels can contain more vitamins than the fruit or juice. Did you know that orange peels have more vitamin C than orange juice?
So I should start eating orange peels?
Why not? You can add some grated orange peel to a vegetable dish, like asparagus.
But I don't like the taste of orange peel.
Okay. What about apple peels? Apple skins lower your cholesterol and blood sugar.
Eating apple peels sounds nasty. Besides pesticides, there might be bacteria on the skins.
Well then, buy organic food.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天第一个重点，首先我们要来看的是 grate 这个动词。grate 是指磨、磨碎或者是压碎。例如 finely grate orange peel and sprinkle it on the grilled fish fillet. 将橘子皮磨成细粉，然后撒在烤鱼排上。或者是 the chef grated the garlic with his knife. 这位厨师用刀把大蒜压碎。课文中的 grated 是它的过去分词，当形容词意思是指磨碎的。例如 Mark loves to add grated walnuts to his salads. Mark 很喜欢在他的沙拉里加上磨碎的核桃。接着我们看的是 organic 这个形容词。organic 是指有机的。例如 this restaurant only uses organic ingredients. 这家餐厅只用有机食材。或者是 organic farming is quite popular in Japan.有机农业在日本非常受欢迎，或者是 organic fruit and vegetables are quite expensive. Not every family can afford them. 有机水果跟蔬菜都很昂贵，不是每个家庭都买得起。
To peel or not to peel, that is the question. We are in the middle of a conversation between Carl and Ray, who are talking about whether or not they should peel fruit. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Carl, who says, you can, but getting your vitamins from fresh fruit is better for you, and the peels can contain more vitamins than the fruit or juice. Did you know that orange peels have more vitamin C?
That's
the juice itself.
A good question.
That is a good question.
And I think we should talk about this question.
Did you know?
Did you know can be the beginning of a lot of great questions. Did you know something interesting? Did you know that a giraffe cleans its ears with its tongue, Rebecca?
Well, you know, I didn't know that. But did you know that lemons contain more sugar than strawberries?
No way. Well, maybe we can make a lemon strawberry smoothie. Did you know, Rebecca, that you cannot lick your elbow? It's impossible to lick your elbow. Give it a try.
You know, I've never been interested in trying to lick my elbow.
Hey, did you know that most of the people who hear that fact try to lick their elbow right away?
That's so funny. Well, did you know that 11% of people are left-handed?
No.
Are you left-handed?
No, I am not. I'm not 11% of the people. Well, friends, there are lots of things that are interesting, and you could challenge your friends with a fact and say, did you know this fact? Well, of course, Carl says, did you know that orange peels have more vitamin C than orange juice? So Ray should just start eating orange peels.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a logical solution to me. Just start eating orange peels. However, I'm not so sure I would like to start eating orange peels. Carl responds by saying, why not? You can add some grated orange peel to a vegetable dish like asparagus. Now, this reminds me of a term I like to use when I'm baking. Zest.
Oh?
Fruit zest. Yes, do you ever use that word, zest?
Zest is wonderful. Now, zest is the grated skin of a citrus fruit, so like lemons or oranges. And you don't take the whole peel, the whole skin, but you're grating it. You're making it into tiny little slices, and that is called zest. And you can use that when cooking. You can sprinkle it on top of different foods. It makes it taste zesty.
Very zesty. That's a great word to use. Well, let's continue on with our lesson and find out how this conversation develops. Ray says, but I don't like the taste of orange peel. I don't blame him. I don't like the taste of orange peel either.
Well, I wouldn't just eat the orange peel, but I would eat an orange, of course.
Oh, look. It's a picture of orange peel right there.
Oh, look at that. You know, I don't know if I would like the taste of that.
No, when I was younger, we used to try and make an orange peel candy.
You did?
We did. You add a lot of sugar, water, and it really wasn't that tasty. Even with all the sugar, I couldn't stand the taste.
So I guess you guys didn't make that too often.
No, we really didn't.
Interesting. Well, what are some things that you do like the taste of? Because that is a great phrase to know, the taste of something. So, for example, I love the taste of basil. So when I go out to teppanyaki, I love it when they cook my meat and my vegetables with basil.
I don't like the taste of coffee. Mm. It leaves such a bad taste in my mouth.
Well, of course, there are things that you can eat that have a taste. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you like the taste of success. You like it when you're successful at something and you can taste that success. Sometimes people talk about liking the taste of success.
So there are many different ways to use this phrase. Why don't you take a few moments and see if you can create some of your own sentences. Well, let's continue on with our lesson. We read, okay, what about apple peels? Apple skins lower your cholesterol and blood sugar. Gabe, I love apple skins.
Yeah, I know. You had that apple yesterday and you ate it with the apple skin.
Right. But I washed the apple skin, remember that.
Yes, that is very true. Okay, well, apple skins do lower your cholesterol and blood sugar. And Ray says eating apple peels sounds nasty.
Mm.
Well, something could taste good or it could taste nasty. Or maybe the idea just sounds nasty to you.
Now, typically when I hear the word sound, I usually think of something that I can hear with my ear. However, in our lesson, that's not exactly what we're referring to, is it?
That's right. It's something that gives you a certain kind of experience. So nasty food gives you a nasty taste. That's a nasty experience. Well, maybe you could have something that gives you a good experience. So it sounds good. That movie sounds good. I'd really like to watch that movie. Or that movie sounds really boring. I don't want to watch that one.
I know. Going for a bike ride sounds exciting. Let's go now.
That is a great idea. Well, it's a good idea to do a bike ride maybe later.
Oh.
Because we still have to talk about bacteria.
Oh, bacteria.
Yeah, it's not a very pleasant word. But we should talk about this. Ray says, besides pesticides, there might be bacteria on the skins. Now, we see these words, bacteria and bacterium. What is the difference?
So bacteria is the plural form of the word bacterium. So bacterium is the singular form. You would never say bacteriums. We actually just change it to bacteria when referring to the plural. Right now, it's time for us to take a closer look at a section or at a sentence later on in the lesson which reads, most peels don't taste good. So let's take a closer look at the sentence right now.
Hi friends, how are you doing today? My name is Liz, and let's have a closer look at this sentence. Most peels don't taste good, so why eat them? The sentence basically means most peels don't taste good, so why should we eat them? But notice the pattern. Most subject don't, blah, 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 so why, blah, blah, blah. This is a shorter and informal way of saying because something doesn't meet a certain expectation or standard, there's no need to do something or act a certain way with it. This pattern is often found in informal spoken situations. For example, let's say an artist has a studio and it's always very messy. Someone might ask him, hey, why don't you clean your studio? The artist might say, the studio gets messy every day, so why clean it? Or let's say you have a coworker who is responsible for a certain assignment. He puts in so much extra effort into it and then complains to you how it is so hard for him. The thing is, nobody ever notices the extra effort your coworker puts in, so you can say to your coworker, no one's going to appreciate the extra effort, so why do it? And that's all the time we have for today. This is Liz, and I'll see you next time.
Hey friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom, the place where exciting things happen. So, what do you think? Should you peel all fruit? But some fruit skins seem to have great nutritional value. I don't know. Ray does make a good point. There could be bacteria on the skins. Of course, eating bacteria doesn't seem very healthy. Well, let's continue with our reading to find out how this story develops.
To peel or not to peel.
But it's expensive.
Then you don't have to peel your fruit. Wait, do you peel all fruit?
Of course. I peel the fruit and discard the peels.
What about blueberries?
Come on, you can't peel that kind of fruit.
So you like eating some fruit peels?
I didn't say that. Most peels don't taste good. So, why eat them?
Because they are full of nutrients. So you're fortunate I made you this healthy smoothie. Drink it up and enjoy.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 discard 这个动词 ,D-I-S 这个字首有离开的意思。所以 discard 是指丢弃或者是抛弃。例如 ,Mom always discards the seeds of the oranges before squeezing them. 妈妈在挤柳橙之前都会把籽先丢掉。或者是 don't discard the packaging before checking the condition of the merchandise. 在检查产品的状况之前先不要把包装给扔了。所以我们看的是 fortunate 这个形容词 fortunate 是指幸运的例如 George feels fortunate that he could find such a good job George 觉得能够找到这么好的工作非常幸运它的反义词是自首加上 un 变成 unfortunate 例如 every year the school holds a food drive for unfortunate people who have lost their homes 每一年学校都会举办募集食物的活动来帮助贫困而失去家园的人And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now, earlier in our lesson, Carl mentioned that you could just buy organic food if you don't want to wash your fruits. Well, Ray says, it's expensive. I do agree with Ray. Organic food is very expensive.
That's true. But, of course, Carl says you don't have to peel your fruit. Now, he says, do you peel all fruit?
And how does Ray respond? Of course I peel the fruit.
And discard the peels.
And discard the peels.
You know what? This is a great word, peel. Of course, we're talking about it in our lesson to peel or not to peel. And it's a verb and a noun, as we can see. You can peel the peel off of a fruit.
Exactly, like the orange peel, apple peel. Several different types of fruits have a peel that you can peel.
And what are some other things that you might peel? If you peel an onion, you might cry. But yes, that's something else you might need to peel.
That Rebecca. Hurts my eyes.
Okay, Rebecca is imagining I'm peeling an onion, and So she's crying. Very, very nice. Nice job, Rebecca. Very good performance there. Now we see another word in this sentence. It's actually from our word bank, the word discard. Mm-hmm. You might peel the fruit and discard the peels. That means you're getting rid of the peels.
I usually like to throw my peels in the garbage can. I like to just get rid of them, discard them. So what are some other things that you can discard?
Well, maybe after you peel your potatoes, you discard the peels there too. You know, this word discard can also be used like an adjective. Mm-hmm. If you're playing cards with people, there might be a discard pile. That means it's the pile that you put the cards you want to get rid of. That's the discard pile.
That's a good point, Gabe. So in case you like to play cards, which I actually don't play cards all that often, don't forget that discard pile. Well, let's continue on with our lesson, which reads, Carl says, what about blueberries? What about blueberries?
Rebecca, seriously, Blueberries don't have peels?
But what about grapes?
Well, grapes. I think we have a picture of some. Yes,
grapes.
Now, these grapes might have peels on them, but a lot of grapes don't have peels.
Right. So you're saying that you can't peel blueberries or grapes.
Well, right. You can't peel some grapes and blueberries. But Ray says, come on, you can't peel that kind of fruit. And come on, that's a great phrase to talk about and to use. Come on. This is a good one to know for conversation.
Come on, Gabe. Let's talk about this phrase. Come on.
All right. Come on. Let's do it. So, for example, I often hear people say, come on. Let's go. Or maybe, come on. That's not true.
Come on, Gabe. You can't really eat an entire elephant.
Well, yes. You can't. Come on, Rebecca. I didn't even say that.
But I know that you're probably thinking that.
Oh, interesting. Come on, Rebecca. Who thinks you can eat an entire elephant?
Okay, come on. So, I think it's time to move on.
Yes, we all know how to use that phrase now. Now, there's one more phrase we would like to talk about towards the end in Carl's line. He says, drink it up and enjoy. Now, drink it up or drink something up. When would you use that phrase?
Well, if someone offers you something to drink, you can just say, drink it up. As simple as that. Or you can also say, eat it up. My mom used to tell me that at breakfast time. Eat it up, Rebecca. Drink it up. Drink up that smoothie.
All right. And sometimes we hear similar phrases when making a toast to somebody. And actually, that's something that the guys would like to talk about in the information cloud. Let's go there now.
Hello, friends. Do you know what cheers means? If you talk to an American, he or she will likely tell you cheers is what you say when you propose a toast.
Cheers!
That's right. People often say cheers when they raise their glass to honor someone to express goodwill. But if you go outside of the United States, you'll find that cheers can have a variety of other meanings.
The British use cheers very liberally. It can cover any meaning from thanks, hello, to no problem. And it's often followed by the term mate. Cheers, mate.
In South Africa, it is used to express goodbye, while in Australia, New Zealand, And in the UK, the meaning varies, but usually it is used to say thank you. If you ask someone for directions in, say, Melbourne, and when they have told you, you can say cheers or cheers, mate, as a way of saying thank you.
Okay. Another place we often see the word cheers is at the end of an email. It's increasingly becoming an acceptable, although informal, way to sign off an email. Some say this usage is derived from the much older British expression cheerio, which means goodbye for now.
我们今天来看 cheers 这个字。Cheers 对美国人而言只有干杯的意思，但用在英式英文 cheers 可以表示谢谢、再见或不客气。如果你在英国、澳洲或纽西兰找人问路，人家教你该怎么走，你就可以用 cheers 来表达谢意。男生之间特别喜欢说 cheers mate， 让互相的感觉比较 matchy。 那相对的呢， thank you 听起来就比较正式了。 cheers 也常常用在 email 的结尾，在署名之前可以加一个 cheers 来取代比较正经八百的 sincerely 或 yours truly。 但是对美国人来说，这些 cheers 的用法还是相当的陌生。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
So Carl and Ray are discussing whether or not to eat the peels of fruit. Carl says they have more vitamins than juice or the actual fruit itself. And in fact, Carl points out that orange juice peels have more vitamins than the juice. So when Ray asks him if he should just start eating the orange peels, Carl responds that he can grate them over vegetables. And he says that apple peels lower a person's cholesterol and blood sugar. But Ray thinks that just sounds nasty, and once again he brings up pesticides. Carl responds by telling him to buy organic food. And when Ray says, oh, it's just too expensive, Carl replies by saying you don't have to peel your fruit. And then he asks Ray if he peels everything. And of course he does, and discards the peels. But Carl then asks about blueberries, to which Ray responds, you know, you can't peel that kind of fruit. But Ray says that most peels don't taste good, so why eat them? And Carl responds that they are full of nutrients, and he tells Ray that he's fortunate that Carl made a healthy smoothie for him.
So, Gabe, are you going to start washing your fruit now?
Yes, Rebecca, I will. I know it's important to wash my fruit, not to scrub it too hard, but it's important to get those pesticides off.
Exactly. Well, everyone, I hope that you've learned something from today's lesson. We have more for you next time right here on Studio Classroom, so be sure to join us.
We'll see you then.